Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
First though, to that breaking news in the last few minutes that the former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died. Nick Squires, Rome correspondent with the Daily Telegraph, is on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Hello.
Let's take a look back at Silvio Berlusconi. He started as a cruise ship singer, moved into construction. When did he become interested in politics?
So that was sort of back in the late 1980s. And he first came to power in 1994. I mean, some people love him, some people loathe him in this country. But I think no one can deny that he was a very influential and certainly a very colourful character. In some ways, I think he was a sort of precursor to populism and to the likes of Donald Trump. You know, he was a billionaire businessman who managed to translate that sort of commercial weight into politics. He was prime minister for four times, as you said, and he was in the end forced out of power in 2001. Not so much for those bunga bunga sex scandals, which we probably all remember, but really a little bit more because Italy was engulfed in a financial European financial crisis at the time.
Yeah, there was a debt crisis at that time. But as you say, his own problems, from the bunga bunga parties to the tax fraud, they're probably the things that people will remember most. I have a clip here from 2014. This is Berlusconi, who was speaking to BBC Newsnight, and he was interviewed at the time by Jeremy Paxman. And he was asked about his legal troubles and those infamous, Nick, as you mentioned there, bunga bunga parties.
The reputation you have is all about your private life. It's about corruption and unpaid taxes and bunga bunga parties. I mean, what do you think about that?
Ma io da quando sono sceso in campo.
Since I entered politics, I've been involved in 57 trials, but I've never previously had to deal with judges.
Sono stato colpito da 57 processi.
I've spent every weekend and each Monday afternoon with lawyers to prepare the 2,700 hearings that were held against me and my team.
Hanno cominciato con quello che lei ha ricordato, il bunga bunga. Poi le faccio vedere la sala culti del bunga bunga.
The bunga bunga accusations were the most amazing things. Ridiculous. They manipulated reality. Luckily, I am a strong person and I was able to take it.
Well, ultimately, he was convicted, wasn't he, of paying for sex with an underage prostitute. But Nick, all of those scandals, the tax fraud and the sex scandals, did they tarnish the view of him by voters in Italy?
Well, just on that point, actually, I should just correct and say he was convicted at a certain level of the judicial system, but he was ultimately acquitted of paying for sex with an underage prostitute.
Okay, he was acquitted on appeal, was he?
Indeed, yes, in a trial that lasted years and years and years, as these things do in Italy. And in fact, sort of subsequent trials relating to all that bunga bunga sex stuff are still going on, or were until he died just this morning. He was the Teflon guy. I mean, he seemed to survive almost all of these legal entanglements, apart from a tax fraud conviction, as you said earlier. A lot of these cases timed out under Italy's statute of limitations because they just dragged on for so long in the courts. And in some ways, it felt like he would go on forever. You know, we know, everyone will remember, he had a hair transplants and plastic surgery, and this is the sort of permatanned prime minister. He seemed a little bit immortal to some extent, but 86, pretty good age, and he died this morning, I think, with a very divided legacy.
What has been the initial response to his death? I know it's only been announced very recently, but can you give us a sense of what people are saying?
Yeah, I'm just seeing a quote here on the Italian news websites from Matteo Salvini, who is the head of another centre-right party called the League. So they were political allies. He's saying Berlusconi, un grande italiano, so a great Italian man. no doubt there'll be a great deal more reaction coming in over the next couple of hours. But yes, as you say, the news just broke recently.
I think you mentioned that his worth is estimated to be at 7 billion euro. It's extraordinary. Where did all that come from? Was that from the media interests in the main?
Yes, media interests largely. He had many fingers in many pies, football clubs as well. People will remember he was obviously a very astute businessman, and I think sometimes it's easy to forget that amidst all the sort of bunga bunga sex scandal stuff and all the sort of off color quips and jokes that he made over the years. For instance, calling President Obama, complimenting him as suntanned, mm-hmm. which he thought was sort of a gag, and which, you know, most of the world reacted to with sort of amusement and horror.
Yeah, and of course, the way he treated women as well, and people might remember he made comments about Angela Merkel, which were widely reported on at the time. That, coupled with the bunga bunga parties, all of the allegations around that, he was seen as a misogynist.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. I mean, he said it's a terrible thing about Angela Merkel, which probably doesn't bear repeating right now. Certainly saw women. He had a very unreconstructed view of young women, particularly young, pretty women. In fact, his last marriage broke up partly because he said publicly on TV to some young model or actress, if I wasn't married, you know, I'd snap you up in a second. And his wife wasn't very pleased about that at all.
Mm-hmm. OK, and he's survived by his five children. Nick, thank you very much for joining us on that breaking news that the former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died this morning at the age of 86. We'll take a break, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.